So I think that for this Halloween special episode, this is kind of inside Aziza's dream that she's having on the boat. And it's totally an out-of-time episode. We're going to treat it like you guys have just your character sheets, and that you're going to be you, but you're going to be in a totally different scenario. There's a slightly different goal, which I'll set up in a second. And you can ignore your otherworldly goals at the moment, but you're still you. And it's going to be inside Aziza's dream. But this dream, unlike other Aziza's dreams that we've done in the past, this dream has no bearing on the actual game. It's not a flashback. It's just a Halloween episode. Just enjoy a thing, listeners. Okay. Or juicers, as I've recently decided they're called.
Juicers.
Yeah.
Love it.
Fellow juicers, listen in. Okay, so you guys get this feeling, but it never happened because you're all in a dream, and I guess we've got fake Anthel and fake Kosif, but just, you know, act as though you were not fake, because you need to be realistic characters in Aziza's dream. And you would all get the feeling that you had just gone into this small town and heard tons of rumors about this abandoned house that was in the woods a couple miles away. And the other adventurers had gone there seeking out the cause of the townspeople's fears, which is that this abandoned house is extremely haunted. The townsfolk, they don't talk about it. They don't go around the area. They encourage adventurers to stay away, but of course, adventurers come and then they don't come back because the house is obviously haunted and the villagers don't want anything to do with it. So that's, I think, where you guys find yourself is...
Really?
Yeah. I think you guys want to solve this problem for this town. You know, it's like...
Servants of the realm.
Ugh. It's so your thing.
I think I want to go find a nice beach and get a drink instead.
All right. Well, you are... about 1,000 days walk from the nearest beach, so we'll wait.
We better get started now. It's going to take a while.
And we'll see you next episode.
Can I say bad words? Is that acceptable?
Aziza at the front, the three of you walk...
Marching order.
...down this forest path that was marked to you on a crude map by one of the townsfolk.
Okay.
And you walk down, and it's starting to get dark. Of course.
Are we walking through a forest field?
You are walking through a forest, yep. You're walking through a forest. I think the sun is about to go down in just a bit.
Who goes exploring at night? This is a terrible idea.
I know, thank you.
Well, here's a quick question. Did we grab any torches or any form of light source before we left the town?
No, if you guys want to, if any of you have a spell...
Really?
That could do okay. Something. I mean, like, related
Jesus
to that.
Jesus Christ, do you have to be any more obvious? Like, seriously.
Hey, Mars, that's your own choice. Aziza.
You guys walk through this woods together, and,
wait, I want to try and scare Anthel.
You...
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent.
You're already scaring him. You seen the way you look?
Fuck you.
Oh.
You're going to use a spell slot?
No, prestidigitation is a cantrip.
Oh, great. You're right, it is a cantrip. Okay, how would you like to,
I would like to have this, like, super irritating, like, buzzing... like right behind his ear, like I'm some kind of bug.
So you want to try to like make a like a bug fly
yes.
near him and like go into
yeah.
his ear kind of and
yeah.
Make him think that.
Did you hear that?
Okay. Anthel, let's see. I don't think you can like
intelligence check. I mean, like
I don't know if you can figure out something like this would be fake until it was
oh my
too
God.
Late. I think it just, like, flies up, and it sounds like a big, nasty bug with a big, like, needle nose. And that's what comes to your mind as it, like, buzzes up.
Oh my God!
Right up
what
near your
that?
Ear.
What's going on?
Okay, but then after that, Anthony, you realize it was Aziza because she's grinning wildly ear to ear.
If you do that again, I'm going to put a sword through you, I swear to God.
You guys walk, and you get to this clearing, and, surrounded by this forest-like wall, it's just the forest surrounds this clearing, and it feels like a giant wall around in a big circle, And there's this old decrepit house. It has two floors. The wood was once painted, is now grayed. It's a well-built house, but it's very old. And there looks like to be an abandoned place for chopping wood. There's a like a little shed that has collapsed a little far off to your left as you approach this house.
Do we? Okay, never mind.
No, what? What? Go ahead.
I was going to say, do we know if this is the house we're looking for?
Oh, you know. Yeah. They marked it on your map, and it's unmistakable. They said that it's the abandoned house. You can't miss it. Please don't go. Please, why are you doing this? Why?
Obviously, because we're a bunch of idiots here only for entertainment value.
As you stop and look at this house, the tops of the trees all the way around in this clearing tilt in like a heartbeat pattern. They go tilt in, tilt in, tilt in,
tilt in. Let me just run away from these trees. I'm scared.
And they stop.
That's creepy.
Do we see any signs of previous adventures that came through? Left behind sword?
No.
Okay.
No, you don't.
I say we bust down the door and go straight for whatever's in there. Take it head on.
Okay.
I'll hide in the back.
So, Anthel... Anthel, are you just getting antsy?
A little bit. I'm creeped out already. I feel like there's ants crawling all over me. And I just want to... I want to bust in there and figure out what the hell's going on.
Okay, so do you want to go ahead and push past the other two?
I'm going to push past the two. Is there, like... Do I have to pass a gate or can I just go straight up to the door?
No, there's no gate. There's a pathway that leads up. There's a couple of steps up to a porch. On the porch, there's, like, a broken... like bench swing off to your right and maybe some crumbled pots on the floor to your left, and then there's the door and it opens outward.
Oh, it opens outward?
Yes. There's no window on the door, but there are some boarded up windows on either side of the where the porch is.
Does it look pretty fragile?
The door?
Yeah, like old and decrepit.
It doesn't look like you could kick it in.
Fuck.
It looks pretty like a heavy door.
Yeah. He said it looked well built.
All right. Well, I'm going to go in there anyways and I'm going to I'm going to just hit three times on the door.
You're going to knock?
Not knock, more like a hit it. Yeah, like a heavy knocking.
Like he's a big buff idiot.
A heavy knocking.
Heavy knock. You pound on the door and...
Whatever's in there scaring the town people, get out here now.
Aziza, are you between Kosif and Anthel? Like Kosif is at the back?
Yeah. I don't like this at all.
Yeah, I'm kind of like hiding behind Aziza, like subtly.
Kosif, make my favorite check, please. Make a perception check, Kosif.
Ooh, and that extra plus from this last level, that is going to be a 22 total.
You hear branches snapping. Back to your right.
Ah, there's branches to our right. I look around and I like grab Aziza from behind and turn her so she's in front of me.
There's nothing out there. It's just the woods.
Nothing.
Anthel,
just hearing things.
Anthel, you hear. Only you hear what sounds like distant crying.
I think there's someone in here. We might need to help them. I hear crying, guys.
This is super creepy. Why do you have to do a creepy one?
Or maybe they're just fine. You know, you can leave them alone.
You're knocking down the door, Mr. Muscles.
They're helpless. We need to get in there. Can I try to, like, see if I can pry open one of the boards on the window with my sword or something?
They're on the inside. The boards are on the inside, and there's, like, glass, and it's, like, probably cracked on the outside and dusty.
Damn it. Well, can we walk around the, So the noises in the forest...
You haven't tried the door yet.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll try to open the door.
You are such a fucking idiot. Obviously, your intelligence is tiny for a reason.
So if the sound is on the right, in the forest to the right, right?
You can. You could go around. You're welcome to investigate.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna go poke my head around the right and left side of the house just to see if I can see anything on either side.
You go down from the porch and you go to the left side of the house and you look around and you see a flat side of the house. There is a high window, and there's nothing but forest beyond the small clearing. You walk around to the right side of the house near the collapsed shed. It looks like rotted wood, and you look around the left side and you see, the right side of the house, and you see the same thing.
All right, can I try to yell up to the window? Be like, Can you hear me in there? Are you all right?
I thought you were already going to knock it down with your big idiotness.
You don't hear anything.
Damn. Guys, I think we should I try the door?
There is a latch on the door to open it that with, you know, where the handle is, and it swings outward. You'd be able to tell that.
All right, I'm gonna go up, because I feel like they're not taking initiative. I'm just gonna go walk up and try the door and be like, we need to get in there.
Okay. So you pull the latch. It's loose and unlocked, and you pull open the door, and there's like a squeak noise that draws out as you open the door. And you see a landing area. You see two walls on either side and a narrow staircase that goes up and a small, like, table like you'd see in a landing room or an opening room. The room looks empty and it's dark.
I'd yell in there. I'd be like, hello?
Your voice echoes around the small room and you hear nothing.
Do you see anything?
No, it's just an empty house. I turn around and I wave him up.
Can I cast a cantrip?
You guys can do whatever you want.
I would like to cast Mage Hand, hopefully without Anthel noticing.
Oh my god. What the hell? Okay.
Wait, what does that do in the first place? Jared doesn't know what that does.
Basically what Mage Hand does, it's a spectral floating hand appears, and it will point you in a direction that you choose within
range. You're
trying
to fuck with me already?
So, fuck yes!
No, it appears... It appears at a point you choose within range.
Right, so I would choose to have a hand appear in front of Anthel and point in a direction into the house.
Okay, so you're going to have a ghost hand. You're going to have a ghost hand appear and point at you.
Yes.
This is awesome. Okay. Do it.
Anthel, make a straight investigation check.
Okay, investigation check. It's 12. With my minus one.
You heard...
Come on, Grant.
No way. You heard Aziza's
hey,
flapping...
I could use a spell slot.
You heard Aziza's flapping robes when she cast it, and you get freaked the fuck out for a second, but then you realize it was Aziza.
God. I told you to do that again, and I'd stab you through.
You all hear a distant crying.
Creepy.
You hear that, right?
Yeah.
Where's it coming from? Is it inside the house?
I don't know. I can't tell.
Yeah, it comes from somewhere inside the house.
Yes, we can hear it.
You pansy. I'm not going
in there alone.
Oh my god, I can't control the plot. I can't make it go forward if you guys don't move the plot forward.
Why don't you go check it out?
Fuck it. I walk in. You are a dickhead. You motherfucker. All the time. You're just like, I don't want to be with y'all because I'm not part of the fucking team.
I think we should split up.
Yeah, split up in a horror movie.
Kosef, why don't you go around the back and see what...
But by myself? That sounds like a terrible idea.
Seriously? You're an idiot.
Fine, I'll go with him. I'll stay here
and take
guard of the front.
I'd rather stay with you. You have no range, but at least you have the balls.
I too efficiently creeped you guys out.
Okay, can I use Rally on Kosef?
What's Rally?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Okay. You can tell me if this is bending the rules or not, because technically, I guess it's like a during a battle.
It's
cry,
okay, yeah. No, you can spend a die to bolster the resolve of Kosef. Absolutely, you can do that. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna use Rally. I'm gonna use one of my four.
Roll a d8. That's one of your superiority dice. Roll a d8.
I got six.
Okay, Kosef, you gain 6 temporary hit points. No, I'm sorry. You gain. 7. You gain 7 temporary hit points, and you feel a little emboldened, and I would like to give an inspiration point, which is the first time I've done that in this game, to Anthel. An inspiration point can be used at your leisure at any point during the game to get advantage on one of your rolls.
Cool. So I use the rally on him, though, right?
Yeah, but I'm giving you an inspiration point because it's a lovely roleplay.
That's pretty cool.
Yes.
Okay, Kosef, you feel safer and more confident around Anthel.
Ah, you know, suddenly I think we can take this. I push in front of everyone. Don't worry, disembodied voice, we're coming for you. We'll come save you.
So you guys enter the room.
Oh.
We'll say you didn't go around the back. He's emboldened to join you. Aziza, you want to be outside by yourself?
No, absolutely not.
All right. So you go in. Do you guys leave the door open?
No.
Okay.
Yes. I don't know. Do we chop ourselves?
I'm not concerned
we're
with
so
the door.
Fucked.
I'm like, I'm there's no, straightforward.
You look at the door. There's,
of course not. You're an idiot.
There is no lock on the door. So you can't be like locked in or something.
I'm not making that call.
who's closing or leaving open the door? All right, if you guys make no action, it's leaving open the door.
A ghost swings it closed.
There are three ways to go here. There is a door on the right, which is closed. There's a door on the left, which is also closed. And then there is a fairly narrow, so one person could go up, not two at a time, staircase that leads upward.
I vote staircase.
I vote staircase too, but I'm also going to suggest that we close the door because if it opens, we can hear it.
That is good in theory. I'm not sure that's good in practice, considering our DM's current mood.
I'm not... Hey, Anthel doesn't know that.
That is an excellent point.
That is because...
Oh, God. I would give you another point of inspiration if you didn't already have one.
Okay, fine. I vote that we close the door.
Aziza closes the door.
Yeah. All right.
Nothing fucking close happens. It's a door. And you guys still... you still have a way in front of you. There looks like there was a painting hung up on one of the walls. It's obviously worn and old and faded, but it was just like it looks like it was oil painting or something of a river. So yeah, you guys, you have no door in front of the stairs and a door on either side.
So
we're going up the stairs, right?
Yeah, okay. Let's do it.
Who's in front?
Stairs to go. I will.
Oh, really?
And then who's behind Aziza?
I will.
And I'll take up the rear. That'll be safe.
Okay. Did you still have your sword out, Anthel?
Yeah, I have my sword out. I'm freaking out.
And can I ready myself, Grant?
You can ready yourself. How do you want to ready yourself?
I want to ready myself to cast not a cantrip, but a real spell.
You have to specify what spell. I'm going to make you specify.
I would like to get ready to cast Magic Missile.
Okay.
I have my shield on my left arm as well.
Okay. You guys go up the stairs, and you guys go up onto the second floor, which is much like an attic. And Aziza, there are some spiderwebs that brush past your face as you go up. And it's very, very dusty. It smells like damp and like rotted wood. You can taste it in the air. It's kind of like a thick, musty smell.
Do I feel confident in the structure? You said that this was well built, right? So I feel confident in the structure, like walking through the attic, it's fine.
As you walk up the stairs, they creak, but they give no sign that they would give way to your weight, even with the three of you.
Okay. Okay.
As you walk up, a large room opens out in front of you, and there's some junk in the room. There's like a sewing spindle, and there are some like a couple of barrels and a chest, and and some like clothes on a heap on the floor. And you guys all walk up into this old attic-y room.
Dude, dibs on the chest.
I'm still listening for the kid or for the crying.
You don't hear anything.
Maybe hear more of it.
Kosov's on my side. Let's go check out that chest.
You're going. You're going for the chest. There's a lock on the. There's a lock on the chest.
All right, let's do it.
It is old.
I'm gonna turn around.
Can
and
you
make,
break
like,
it?
Just look down the stairs.
You look down the stairs, and just you feel a little bit of a breeze.
Not my fault. Seriously, not my fault this time.
Could just be a window.
Yeah, the window with the closed door. Anyway. So there's the chest, and then there's the clothing heap, the barrel, maybe like a couple of storage boxes with some paper in them, and a sewing spindle.
Kosov, can you open the chest?
Okay, there's a lock on the chest.
Yeah, I'll open the chest.
Okay, how do you want to break it?
I break the lock. I'm going to throw the chest out the window.
What? There's boards on the window.
Oh my god.
There are boards on the window.
And we got a hammer.
I mean, do you want me to just... I could slash the lock with my sword.
The chest is probably 3 feet long and 2 feet deep, and it's made of oak. If you tried to lift it...
Yeah, but you're facing the other way. How would you even see this?
You guys can communicate, but Kosif, do you want to whack it with the handle of your sword or something? What do you want to do? It is rusted.
Sure. I'll go ahead and try that.
Okay, make a strength check.
I still think my idea was better.
I wonder how much strength it takes to get the boards off.
Plus 3, 19 total.
You easily bust the lock off, and the lock hits the floor and skids, and the dust that has collected on the floor slides along with the lock.
Hey, this is a great idea that I had to break it open this way.
The chest is open, or the chest can be opened.
I open the chest.
You open up the chest, and you see it looks shiny, and you're not sure what it is exactly, but then you realize that this black liquid is sinking down into the chest. It looked like it was filled up the chest halfway, and then it sinks, and it, like, disappears into the floor of the chest, and there are a few things that the black liquid revealed as it was disappearing.
Okay, so I turn to Kosif and I say, don't touch it. Do not touch it.
Oh man, I was about to put some of it in my mouth.
I turn around when I hear that.
So there is a couple of glass jars that are closed and they have something inside that looks liquid. They're off to the right. And in the very middle of the chest, there looks like a hand-sewn doll.
So I'm gonna walk over to the clothes. I'm gonna start, like, separating them one by one with my sword, like, laying them out.
You mean on the floor?
Yeah.
So the heap of clothes, you stick your sword into it, and you hear jangling, like solid but hollow jangling.
Wait, solid but hollow?
Like keys?
No, more like bones.
Oh, God.
And you lift up, one of a heavy cloth, and there's basically a full skeleton on the floor underneath it.
Is it clean skeleton, or is there, like, bits?
Really? You have to ask that, dude? Really?
Yeah, I do, because I might puke if there's bits of stuff.
You're such a pansy!
There is not bits of stuff. There's not bits of stuff, but is it fully intact? It looks like it's aged much further than the house would be aged. The bones, obviously, the skeleton probably, you know, freaks you out a little bit, but it is just a skeleton. But, Anthel, you hear a child laughing. Just you. And it's just from far away.
Yo, you crazy.
I didn't say anything to you. You're crazy. What are you talking about? I freak out. I'm freaking out. I swear to God, I hear a child laughing.
Anthel, calm down.
Kosif and Aziza, you don't react at all to the black liquid that you saw sink into the chest?
We reacted by pausing to it and, like, being like, whoa.
Right, we paused.
I think that at this point, nothing else happens. In the room, you would see that you guys came up, basically the staircase was, like, in the very middle of the house, and you came up, and on either side this room, there's this room, and then on either side, kind of behind you, where the staircase was, there are two doors that lead into other places at the top level of the house.
Let's see if we can find that child.
Are you sure there's a child? Well, maybe we should take some of the stuff in this chest.
I don't know what that is for. Can I make a perception check to see if it will be useful or not? Or, like, what it is?
What? The stuff in the chest?
Yes. The black liquid in the chest. I would like to have more understanding about its magical power.
Make an arcana check.
Okay, yes. 15, 18.
You have definitely at some point read about it or heard about it. And it looks like a magical thing called black ooze. And you would know it to be like, you would think it would be weird that it just, like, disappeared.
Would I know how to interact with it?
Black pudding is like an acidic, kind of like a sentient creature.
Okay, so that I would know it, that it is alive and not to touch it.
Yes, you would.
Oh, thanks. Okay. I think we already cleared that.
None of it remains on any of the stuff in the chest. The inside the chest looks clean.
Oh.
So I turn to Kosif and
that's terrifying.
Say, this is black ooze. Don't touch it.
It looks like the ooze is gone.
I know, but it's a living thing. Like, it can have a mind of its own, too. I think we should close the chest.
Kosif, inside the chest, you see something shiny behind some of the glass jars, and they catch your eye.
Don't do it.
I would like you to make a wisdom saving throw to reach out and pick it up.
Oh, nat 1.
Don't do it! Don't do it!
You don't even hesitate. And you reach past the...
Can I restrain him?
You reach past the black... You reach past the glass jars that are filled with, like, semi-clear liquid as Aziza tries to grab your arm, but you reach between them and you pull out a small locket. Nothing happens. You grab onto the locket and you pull it out.
Huh. It's a shiny locket. Can I open? Does it open or anything?
I cannot believe you actually managed
that. Yeah,
there's
a little clasp and you can press it and it'll pop open.
I press it.
Okay. Inside the locket, there is a black and white portrait of a woman. You look at the portrait. The woman has long, straight black hair. She is holding something in her hands, and it looks to be like faded or covered with some kind of grime. And she's kind of like cradling it. It's not. It's like very. It's like small. It's not like a baby or anything. She's like holding it in her hands off to the side as she's sitting for this portrait. She looks like she probably had freckles. Like I said, long straight hair. She's not the prettiest, but you know, she's not horrid looking. She's a woman sitting for a photograph.
So she's not a witch, is what you're telling me.
No witch. Not a witch.
Can I try one of the other doors while they're doing that?
Yeah, sure. Do you want the left one or the right one?
Left sounds good, because I feel like that's all past right. Them, right?
So you open a much smaller door than the doors that were downstairs that led to the other parts of the house, and you open another part of the attic level, and inside you see a bunch of mannequins. You see, like, a bunch of mannequins. Some of them still have clothes and things pinned to them, and clearly this room was used for, like, sewing and putting together garments.
So it's, like, full of fabric and thread and whatnot?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll take two steps in.
Okay. You see more of the room, and you hear a crying, and it's much louder. In fact, you hear the crying in the room.
I yell out at Anthel to tell him not to go any farther. Anthel, stop!
You don't hear it. Only Anthel hears it.
No, but I can see that he went into the room, right?
Yeah.
So I still want to tell him to stop.
Okay.
Anthel, stop.
It's a dream. I can't hear you. No.
Fuck you, man. Really?
Anthel, you see in the corner of the room, next to like a fallen mannequin, there's a little girl and she's in a small dress. She looks upset. She's like crying into her arm.
Oh shit. Can I see her face? Or is her face covered by her hair, sort of thing?
No, it's not covered by her hair. It's covered by her hands.
Can he hear me at all?
Anthel can hear you.
Okay, yeah. So I see Anthel do this, right? So I move towards Anthel.
Okay, all right. Do you go past the doorway?
I do go past the doorway.
Okay, you walk into the room with Anthel, and you hear and see the little girl as well. She looks like a little girl. She's crying.
Are you all right? I try to speak to her.
Really?
She looks up. She looks up and she's still crying. Kosef, do you follow them into there to see what they're looking at?
I mean, I'm kind of interested in the locket, but yeah, I'll put it away for now and come join them.
Okay, so you also see this little girl, and she looks up when Anthel's like, are you okay? And she looks like a normal little girl, and she looks at you and she says,
my mommy's gone.
Can we tell if... I mean, I didn't look at the locket, but would Kosef know if the girl looks related to the woman in the locket?
Black hair, freckles?
I'm going to say yes. Yes, she has straight hair and she has freckles.
No, so I'm going to ask her how long she's been here. How long have you been here?
What do you mean? This is my house.
Kosef, do you recognize this girl?
This is my house.
I mean, she looks similar to the woman in this locket. I'm going to open up the locket and be like, is this your mother?
So I'm assuming that you're standing next to us now, right?
Yeah, I will walk up.
Okay.
I don't want to take something of yours. And then she turns around back to like where she was in the corner and is fiddling with something. And she turns around and she has like a small teddy bear, like really small teddy bear. And she's like, I'll look at it if you trade with me. And she holds it out. She says, "It's not as nice as my dolls, but I'd be willing to trade."
All right.
Why were you crying?
She holds out the bear toward you guys, and holds out her hand for the locket.
All right, little girl. Yeah, that sounds like a fair trade to me. Here, here's the locket. And I take the bear.
Okay, when you...
Oh, God. You better not.
When you reach out, you drop the locket into her palm. And when you reach out to take the bear from her, I'd like you to make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh no!
It's gonna eat your arm.
Dude,
I'm gonna have
freak.
No arm.
Freak out right here.
Plus 4, 9 total.
Oh shit!
You,
you're so fucked.
You realize that as you reach out toward the tiny bear, the girl has vanished, but you still reach out toward the bear, and you try to pull your hand away, and you feel a horrible pain, and you all hear a snick and a thump, and Kosef just lost his right hand.
Oh my god!
Can I try to? I'm gonna rush in, and I'm gonna try to slice whatever's there.
You're bleeding all over the place as you grip your stump of an arm. And Anthel, you swing with your sword, and it just goes through the air.
So she disappeared totally?
Yes. Actually, the bear dropped to the floor. So the little teddy bear dropped to the floor.
I'm gonna stab the bear through and try to pick it up with my sword.
Okay, so you stab the bear through, and blood actually comes out of the bear. And as you pull your sword away and kind of rip open the bear, it's full of some kind of organs. It looks on the outside like just a tiny teddy bear, sewed teddy bear, but on the inside,
there
are very real looking organs. Kosef, he's bleeding. At least for the dream, your max HP has dropped by 10.
I'm just gonna fall down, clutching my arm, panicking and freaking out and screaming.
Yep.
I try to pick Kosef up, lift him to his feet.
Okay, yeah, you lift him to his feet. What do you do?
Dude, let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's get out of here, guys. This isn't cool.
I mean, there's no, we don't know any healers or anything.
No, I can't be a healer.
No.
We shouldn't bring the hand.
Do you guys want to, there is no hand. There's no hand. There's no hand
shit,
to be had.
Yeah, let's get out. Let's run for the door.
Okay.
Oh no, we're gonna die in here.
Back down the stairs, and there's no front door.
God damn it! I knew that was gonna.
Okay,
happen.
Do I see a window with the
Can
board?
I check for any magical happenings around where the front door used to be?
Anthel, there are big boards blocking the windows. The windows are only a couple feet by a couple feet. Yeah.
We might be able to get out, though, so I'm going to try to, take a board off with my sword.
And I would like to check for the front door actually existing.
How do you want to check for it?
I would like to
make an investigation check?
An arcana check.
Yeah, go ahead. And Anthel, you can swing your sword at a board, and one of them starts to break off.
18.
You recognize that the door was actually replaced by a wall. The door was there. And now it is not there. It's not an illusion.
Oh, shit.
And there are magical traces around where it was.
I mean, I'm just going to keep going for the window.
And I would like to inform everybody, the door was here, but it has been removed.
I think we all knew that, Aziza. Come on. We need to get out of here.
The door on your right, as you guys are facing the window, creaks open, and you hear laughing.
Oh, God, let's go through the other way. I'm going to run to the other door and go through
it. You hear laughing. Okay, hang on. Okay, so you hear laughing, but it's innocent child little girl laughing. So you go to the other door, the opposite one on the left?
Yeah, I just run away from it. I'm scared. Right.
You're still bleeding, and if you don't do something about it soon, I'm going to start taking health points from you. I'm just going to let you know. You open it, and you open it into a dining room. There are chairs and a table and looks like some old candles and in an otherwise pretty empty room. There's dust on everything. It smells like rotting wood strong in this room.
As I look around the room, I realize, hey, Anthel's comment about healers reminded me that I can cast healing spells, so I'm going to cast a healing spell on myself to staunch the bleeding.
Yeah, so you cast Cure Wounds, and I think it seals over
your stump. I don't have a hand!
Oh my god, I hate it. This is so creepy.
So, Anthel, are you still going for the boards?
Yeah, I'm trying to get, like, the boards off to see if there's one. Like, I'm trying to use my sword as, like, a crowbar.
Okay, all right. So as you're trying to, like, Anthel's still, like, frantically getting out. And from behind the windows, this black ooze starts dripping from the boards and from out the glass.
Don't touch it.
And toward you.
Can I see him from where I'm at?
Yeah, I pull back.
Yeah, you look back as you see this black ooze.
And I scream at him.
Some of it dripping.
Don't touch it.
On his sword.
Don't touch it.
On my sword?
Yeah.
Fuck. I drop my sword.
You drop it.
And I drop my sword and I back up.
This
towards,
is the best!
Towards the
Okay, wait. I still ready myself with magic missile. Can I ready myself with magic
you're
missile?
Still ready. You are still readied with it. Yeah,
okay.
You can cast it.
So I drop my sword and I step back towards Aziza.
Okay, so you back up toward the left.
Stand behind me so that I can hit whoever it is with magic missile.
And
it was on my sword, right?
Yeah, just on the blade part.
Okay.
This is so creepy,
yeah,
Grant.
Still.
I hate you.
So you guys back up into the dining room, and the black ooze is still kind of dripping, but it's very much slowed from the window where he was trying to do. There is a little on the blade of your sword, but it's otherwise it just is still on the ground there, and some of the ooze is just a little bit on it. And you're in the room with Kosef in a small dining room.
Quick, close the door.
Okay. Wait. No. So I dropped my sword out of pure reaction, uh-huh. But like if there's not a whole lot on it, like I thought it was going to like engulf
my sword.
If there's only a little
bit. It wasn't like in Princess Mononoke where like the stuff like falls over and consumes it. It's more like a thick paint is how it was acting.
So after dropping it out of like pure horror reaction of her telling me to like not touch it, I'm gonna try to pick it back up and then rush back into the room. Like, I'm gonna run over, pick it up, and run back.
The ooze doesn't do anything more than it was. It's slowly coming through the boards. And you pick up your sword, and it's got a little bit on it as you hold it out as you run back. But nothing else happens, and you make it back into the dining room.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
The dining room. This sounds like, what is this called? Clue. This sounds like Clue.
You're in the dining room. Do you leave the door open or do you close it?
Aziza in the kitchen.
Dude, totally with a rope.
No, close the door.
Are you guys are you guys leaving the door open?
Seriously?
They close it right,
yeah.
as I get in.
Good, we're safe.
You guys hear like a distant, like from the opposite room. So I'm gonna kind of give you guys a little bit of the layout and shape of the house now that you've been through some of it. So there's two, like, upper rooms that you guys saw, the room with the mannequins and the sewing stuff, and then the, like, old stuff in the attic room. And that's all that's up there, really. And you guys kind of went up there and saw what's up there. You would, after coming to this room, you'd probably guess that all four rooms on the bottom are the same size, and it's basically a square-shaped house. So there's four rooms, it's in a square, and that's how you can imagine it, besides the like, landing room. So you guys are in the dining room, and you guys are welcome to look around. You don't hear anything strange.
See if I can see like another window or another way out.
There are more boarded up windows in this room. There's only two. One that
I'm not gonna
goes
try
out front. There's still a little bit of the like black ooze on your sword, and there's like the dining table does have a tablecloth. There's some old chairs.
Oh, well, I'm going to try to wipe the ooze off on the.
Okay.
On the
okay,
table.
You do. You wipe it off on the table, and it's mostly cleaned off your sword.
Anthel, that ooze is a living thing.
That's creepy as fuck.
It can hear and see and feel us. Like we should probably talk, not within its presence.
Kosef, since you're nearest to the room that's opposite of you, of the where you guys are, I think you hear the little girl, and she says, "Did you hide my dollies?" And it's like in a like faint whisper.
Only Anthel hears it.
Only Kosef hears it.
Oh no! Get Kosef! Away! Not again! I've only got one more hand.
Kosef, what?
She wants her dolls. I like run away to the other side of the room.
The doll was in the chest upstairs.
Wait, no, I'm gonna grab Aziza. I'm gonna grab Aziza and put her in between me and the kid and hide behind her again.
Okay, there's nobody there. You don't see anything, but you move behind Aziza. Sure.
Okay.
So I don't see anything, but I think I know what Anthel's intention was,
Wait,
right?
He's freaking out.
Yeah, and when you look over there, there's like another table to the right of the door that's like further into the house, and the table has like it looks like where plates and dishes were served up or set before dinner. And there's probably some like bowls over there and some silverware. After you guys have freaked out and come into here, you realize there's actually like a rotting moose head that's on the wall.
I'm looking at Kosif's stump hand.
I'm looking at my stamp hand too.
Can I make an arcana check?
Sure.
14.
You feel around. You kind of like are touching an element of the air that other non-magic user, like people who can't use magic, don't really get. But you feel the air, and it's very clear. There's not a lot of magic in this room, especially not around the moose. It just looks like an old moose head that somebody mounted. But you feel that there's a trail of magic that leads to under the dining room table.
Guys, there is something wrong under the dining room table. And so I say this out loud so that both Kosif and Anthony...
And you guys all, in simultaneous synchronicity, look under the table. No, you don't have to do that, but that would be great.
Look under the table, yeah.
We're so fucked up. Yes, of course we do that. Seriously,
okay.
Of course I would.
So you look past the chairs under the dining room table. I think there's probably six chairs, two on either end. It's like a long table. And then two on each other side. So like one on each end, two on each side, six total. You look past the legs of the chair, and there is another little hand-sewn doll that is underneath in the middle. Looks like it was left there underneath the dining table.
I stabbed the bear, and it bled and gutted. Maybe if I stab this, it's part of the girl or something. Maybe if I kill the dolls, it'll
no,
come out so I can like destroy it.
I would like to make an arcana check against it.
Just don't touch it with your hand.
Also, slow down with the wine.
Just don't
Mars.
Touch it with your hand, Anthel. Look what it did to me.
God, that's disgusting.
I know, I'm sorry. Sorry, I rolled 11.
There's magic from... You feel magic emanating from it. You would. But it doesn't feel like sinister. It just feels like... You know, connected to elsewhere, connected to a magical plane.
We need to figure this out and either get rid of this demon or try to escape somehow.
Yeah, Aziza, what do we do then if we can't like touch it?
We should ignore her. Is my advice.
Just stand here and pretend nothing's happening. Are
Hold
you
on,
serious?
Let me pick up some biscuits. Get the table ready.
No, I'm saying she interacts with our world, right? But we need to avoid her.
I think you should not necessarily listen to the drunk person.
Okay.
Fuck you, Grant. I'm
scared.
I'm okay, all right. Anyway.
You know. I mean, not to touch it. Okay, so I mean. There,
so don't touch her with your sword, there, especially as my.
So
warning.
You
no,
could.
I get it.
It the doll is next to the leg of a chair of the dining table. And you could presumably, you could move the chair out, you could like scoot it out, and it would bump the doll and move the doll.
Can I like squeeze with my sword and shield around the room to the other side, like past the moose head, and like, is there another door or anything?
Past the moose head that's pretty high up, it's not in your way or anything. This room is there's plenty of room in here to walk around.
Yeah. I just don't
there's
wanna,
a
like...
door that leads... There's a door that leads to the back of the house, to another room.
Yeah, I just don't want to, like, hit the chair on accident or something, so move the doll. Yeah, let's...
No, you don't... You could easily avoid the chair. Like, it's not...
So
know,
I'm gonna go to the other side, and I'm gonna, like, not open all the way, but I'm gonna try to... I mean, I don't know if this is, like, a sneak check or something, but, like, as quietly as possible with all of my
armor
and
stuff. Sure,
make
a stealth
stuff,
check.
Like, okay.
Make a stealth check.
Open up the door slightly.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, not bad. Okay. Holy shit, so that's a 22.
Yeah, you're able to silently swing the door slightly open, and you see a kitchen. You see, like there's a sink.
Are there any, like, knives or anything out?
Cabinets. No, not that you see, no.
I'm going to look back and whisper, there's nothing in the next room.
I agree. We follow.
Okay, let's go. Is there like another way out?
Let's go to the next room.
So you open the door, it's silent. There is a kitchen with a small, like, island counter in the middle. There's cabinets along the corner, the back corners of the wall, back corners of the house. There's like a big tub-like sink, and there is very, very still brown water in the sink that's filled up almost to the top. It's not moving. And it smells like, if you guys have ever smelled like a rotted cucumber, that's what it smells like in here. It smells not good. As you're looking into the room, something moves and disturbs the water.
Oh, fuck. That's creepy as fuck.
And there's ripples all going through it now.
Okay, can I make an arcana check?
Okay.
I'm going to peer around the sides of the island.
Yeah, there's nothing around the sides of the island except...
So I roll a... 13.
You feel magic generally in the house, but you're feeling like your touch with magic, the more you try to hold on to it, the more you feel it slip. So I wouldn't do that check too often, but you feel like, yeah, there was magic near the sink, and you feel it in the rest of the house.
Are there cupboards underneath the sink?
Next to. The sink itself is more like a big tub. It was used for hand washing.
Yeah, there's not, like, anything underneath it that I can open.
No, no, there are cabinets, like, there are a couple cabinets nearby next to.
I'm going to check the cabinet.
Yeah, you open up the cabinets, and there are some brushes and, like, some old cloth that looks like it has been eaten by moths or things. Kosif, you feel a wet drip on the back of your neck?
Oh, no. I jump.
You look up, there's some liquid that's just coming down from above you, from between the floorboards.
Is it black ooze?
No, it's not. It looks like dirty brown water.
Yeah, somebody was taking a bath up there.
Is there a way out of here, guys?
Yeah, there's across the way into the next room. Again, it's a square house. The kitchen is about the same size as the dining room. And then there's two other rooms across from you. The room that the door opened and you guys avoided, and then the room
just to double check the other room since we didn't close the door. I'm just going to make sure there's nothing in there other than like where we came from. Yeah, just like make sure the doll didn't move or anything.
No, it didn't. You look back in there, the doll is still definitely under the dining room table, and nothing looks disturbed in this room.
I'm going to close the door and open it again. Let's see if it changed.
Nothing changed. You're just paranoid. There's the room you guys haven't explored that is attached to the kitchen. You could go back through the dining room and back through the entry hall into the room where the door opened by itself.
Okay.
That's kind of where you're looking to go. There's the kitchen feels
Since I have really a really high dexterity, I'm just going to check the next room. I'm going to do the same thing with the door.
Okay, make a stealth check.
16, 17, 18, 20. I can't believe I didn't do that.
You silently open the door, and the door, it doesn't creak or anything, but you do hear, like, the girl's laughter again, and it sounds like it's from another room. And you look, and there are three beds in this room. There are three, large beds. Or no, there's two normal adult-sized beds and then like a smaller child-sized bed to your left. The two adult beds are against the opposite corner walls. Do you go in?
I'm going to... Not yet. But I'm going to turn around and I'm going to tell them that I think that the girl is close. I can hear her laugh. And I like point into this room. This is it, I think.
Well, wasn't there another door to a room we hadn't been in here?
No, so again, the house is square, and there's basically four rooms, and there's one in each corner. So you guys came into the front of the house. If you were facing the stairs that you guys went up originally, there was a door to the right and the left. And you guys, the door to the left is the one that opened by itself. You guys didn't really look in there. And then the one to the right is the dining room where you guys went. Then you guys went through the dining room to the back of the house, basically the back right, if you were looking at the front of the house, and that's where the kitchen is. And then the back left room is the room, the bedroom that Anthel just opened. And then the room that's at the front left of the house, you guys have not been in that room.
Yeah, that's the one I'm looking into right now.
Yeah, the back left one is the bedroom.
Okay.
I'm going to say, fuck it. I'm going to run in, and I'm going to, like, stab each of the beds Ringwraith style. Like,
you are a freak.
I'm scared, dude. Reference. I'm like, I want to make sure, like, she's not hiding in the bed or something.
So you're no longer worried about saving her, obviously.
No, not at all.
Oh, my God.
She took his
hand. You run in. You run in, and you stab the adult beds. You go, puncture, puncture, and there's, like, feathers that fly up. It smells like how old fabric smells when you do it, and dust flies up from the bed. You could taste the dust in this room. It's been abandoned. Then you swing around to the child's bed and you stab it, and also nothing happens besides that you stab it. But you notice right next to the child's bed, three small, like, bed-shaped, like, tiny platforms. There's, like, three tiny beds on the ground.
Oh, we need to put the dolls in the little beds.
Really? That is so fucking creepy.
That's what I think.
Anthel, you hear the laughing louder from the room you guys have not gone into, because there's a door to the right of this, of these three tiny beds. There's the door into the other room.
That's so creepy. Kosef, what do you think?
Okay, so I'm super, super panicking. I know what I think I want to do, but go ahead, Kosef.
I think I'm gonna, like, crouch in a corner and cry and just wait until we die.
You fucking pansy!
I'm gonna...
You are such a fucking pansy.
Is there, like, so, in the bedroom, is there any chairs?
No. There's just the three beds.
Okay. Is there a chair in the kitchen that we are, like, just came
No, from? But there's a chair, there's chairs in the dining room.
So, I'm gonna run in back to, or not run, but...
Walk quickly.
I guess it doesn't walk quickly.
Do
I'm
it!
I'm gonna grab a chair and I'm gonna bring a chair
are you,
back.
Are you putting your sword? Bedroom, are you like holding onto your sword as you try to lift the bed? So you're like holding all of it at once, or are you like sheathing your sword?
I'm gonna sheath my sword, and I'm going to push one of the bigger beds in front of the door that I haven't gone into.
Okay, but the door
the other way.
God, the door you haven't gone into yet, it swings inward.
This is not gonna happen.
Yeah, the other way. So putting a bed against it would not do a lot.
It's
not
going to keep it shut.
I don't know. I'm just freaking out.
For half
guys.
A second.
I tell them. I wave them in, and I'm like, "We need to bring the dolls to the little platforms. That's what I think needs to happen."
You're sure? You think it'll let us get out of here?
They haven't gone into that room, Anthel. They have not gone into that room yet. They're still
in
the kitchen.
Talk to us, right?
Yeah. Theoretically, the door is still open. So yes, I agree that he can talk to us.
Yeah, he's just like, I would imagine you guys just hear him rambling, like, the three platforms and the dolls. Because you guys haven't actually seen the platforms yet.
Kosef, come back.
You mean Anthel?
Oh, no, the ghost
Kosef,
got him.
Kosef, come back.
I'm not Kosef.
Anthel.
I run
yes,
back
I'm
in
wrong,
and I
so.
Tell them what
I'm
I think.
Drunk. Yes, Anthel, come back.
Okay.
Okay.
So.
Thank you. So, we saw one bed in the chest already. Or we saw one doll. Excuse me.
Was the doll in the goop? I don't think it was in the chest. It was, like, off to the side, I thought.
Yeah, the way that it looked, and I'll just repeat myself for clarity, for Kosef and Aziza saw, the chest was, like half-filled with the black ooze, and it, like, sank down and then disappeared, and none of it remained on anything else that was in there. Kosef reached in there, grabbed the locket, it was fine.
You know what? I'm gonna say, fuck you guys. I'm gonna walk my sturdy armored ass into the dining room, pick up the doll, and bring it back, and put it on one of the platforms. At least that's my intention.
you stride into the dining room. Kosef or Aziza, do you follow him at all?
No, I'm gonna watch from the doorway.
I am with Kosef.
Alright, so you guys watch from the doorway as Anthel's like, fuck this, and he walks in there and reaches down under the table toward the doll and grabs it, and Anthel, for a second you feel like a horrible tingling in your fingers, but then you realize that it was your imagination, and you pick up this fairly limp, crudely sewn doll.
I'm not looking at it because I feel like if I look at it, it's going to look back. I'm just going to walk back into the bedroom.
Okay, you walk back into the bedroom, past Aziz and Kosa.
Set it down.
You set it down on...
on one of the platforms.
You put it down on one of the tiny beds, and it lays there.
Nothing else.
Nothing else.
Because I'm still readied with Except magic missile.
It's really quiet. It's very quiet.
I'm going to draw my sword again.
Okay.
And I'm going to say... I'm going to look back at them, and I'm going to say, we need to find the other two dolls.
So there's one in the chest, right?
We know...
there is, yeah.
We know that there is one in the chest. Yes, let's go back and get it.
Alright.
Yeah, I'm not going to try that other
so
door.
So I lead the way upstairs. Okay. I lead the way upstairs back to the chest.
Yeah, I'll follow.
You guys
We're going back through the kitchen and through the other thing, right?
You go back through the dining room, and you open the door back to the entry hall, and the door is still open to the last room that you guys haven't entered. It's dark in there, but, I mean, you guys would be able to see a little ways in. At this point, it's really dark. And so you guys are going to have to be able to see more than a couple feet in front of you. Somebody's going to have to do something with light, make fire, something.
So.
Okay. I know. Yes, I'm working on it. Hold on.
So.
Okay.
Not too bright.
Do you turn on a light, before you go up the stairs to look into that room? Or did you guys just go past it and go up into the attic?
I'm gonna wait for her to cast her spell.
Oh, I'm so scared.
I have a great idea. Let's make a torch with one of the chair legs and like the sheets off of one of the beds.
Anthel, you're like, wait, I have an idea, and you go back in the room and tip over.
I think I have an idea.
You tip over one of the dining room tables and you like kick down the legs off of it, and you now have three. Wooden pegs, and then you take your sword and you cut up some of the fabric from the
adult bed.
Oh, you're going back into the bedroom. There's a tablecloth. So yeah, you tear it up.
Yeah,
and you wrap it around each one of the pegs, and you take them back in.
Use your spark on this.
So she would have to use, like, her other cantrip, which is fine, but probably Firebolt.
Yes. So I use Firebolt to light it.
Okay, now you guys have three torches.
Ooh,
you can see if you lean toward the last room, if you, like, put out the torch toward the last room, you could see into there.
I have to look. Let's do it.
Yeah.
You look into a small study. Without opening the door, you could see maybe a desk and a bookshelf.
I'm going to close the door and say, I say we should probably go upstairs.
Agreed. Let's do that.
All right.
I agree.
Yeah, you guys go back upstairs. Who's leading? Same as before?
I think Azizo's in front.
Yeah, I'm in the back.
Okay.
Yep, I got it.
Aziza,
Stubby's in the middle.
You lead the way with your torch, and now that there's absolutely no light coming in from the boarded up windows, it's very dark in here. But there's something all over the ground, but it's not moving. When you lift up the torch, you see that almost all of the mannequins from the other room have been moved into this room and are on the floor, just laying out in awkward positions all over the place.
I'm gonna have my sword in my right hand, and I'm gonna put the shield back on my back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have the torch in my left hand.
Okay. As you guys walk up and kind of move these mannequins out of the way. The chest is closed again, and the rusted lock that you busted off earlier, it's back on the chest.
Come on.
Are the bones still there?
Yes, the bones remain untouched.
Where's the doll?
It was in the chest, which is now closed and locked again.
Okay, can we take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll try to resolve the rest of this episode.
Okay, thank you, because I have to pee. So I'm going to stop this right now.
Stop it.
Hello, you creepy juicers. Thanks for listening. If you really, really like this, you could go support us on Patreon. There's a link. And I hope your Halloween is filled with thrills and chills, and if it's just a regular night, well, maybe you can stand to be a little creeped out. Of course, I have to leave you with a poem before we get back into it and finish up for the night. It's a wonderful, wonderful poem, and despite it being well known, I hope it still brings you a thrill. The foulest stench is in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller. You guys are upstairs. The mannequins are all around you on the floor. The chest has closed and relocked itself.
Oh, God. I'm going to swing at the lock with the sword.
Okay, I think you just connect. I got to speed you guys along because we're hitting our time limit here. You swing, and the rusted lock, it falls in exactly the same way as when Kosef knocked it off earlier. Not just like a little bit, but like it slides in the dust and moves the dust along in the perfect same way.
All right. Well, I'm going to let someone else open it. My job here is done. Is
somebody going to open it?
Oh, come on.
Fuck. Kosef, this is totally you. Come on.
Yeah.
Wait, sorry. You need me to open the chest?
Yes. All right. Dude.
With your...
Mm-hmm. I only have one hand left. I don't have another one.
Okay, wait. This is not something that we have talked about.
What you can use your stub, but that way, like...
No, I mean, Kosef, come on. Kosef's got to do it, right?
No, I'm going to do it. You know what, Aziza, this is for you. I open the chest.
Okay, yeah, you open the chest, and the same thing happens as last time, where it's half full of ooze. And the ooze drops down into the chest and then disappears and leaves the rest of the stuff untouched. The glass jars are where you last moved them, and the doll is in the middle of the dusty chest.
Okay, I reach for the doll. I grab the doll.
You grab the doll and you pull it up, and you have a firm grasp on it and you hold up. And then from where the doll was, a pillar of this black ooze comes up and grabs onto your wrist, and it burns.
Do I have a reaction?
Yes.
I'm gonna slice the fuck out of it with my sword, and I'm gonna or actually, you know what? I'm gonna try to slice it and burn it with the torch at the same time. I'm just gonna be like,
Aziza, you take 9 points of damage as it burns you.
Oh shit!
Holy crap!
Can we close the chest while we're at this, please, Anthel?
Anthel swings through this like arm of this ooze, and it goes straight through. And then it just, all the black ooze just collapses all the way to the ground. And Aziza has like a burn mark on her wrist, but she's still clutching the doll.
Hell yeah. I close the chest with whatever I can, I guess, my sword.
Yeah, I think you don't.
Doing everything with toothpicks.
I think you like reach out and like kick the top of the lid down back onto it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Cool. We're good. Okay. Let's run.
Yeah. Let's run back to the bedroom. Right where we put this back. Yep.
Okay, so you guys go back down in the entryway. Are you going to go all the way around into the bedroom to put the doll?
We're going to go...
Yes.
Yeah, dining room, yes. Kitchen, bedroom. Okay. One at a time.
Yeah.
Together.
You guys, it's the same rooms you've encountered before. Nothing has changed. You go through, past the broken chair legs and the missing tablecloth, into the kitchen with the brown water, which is now eerily still again. And you go into the bedroom, and there's the two beds that are left. The doll that Anthel placed is still untouched there.
Put it down on the next one. I'm going to suggest to Aziza, you should set it down next to the other.
Can I make a wisdom check to see which one it needs to be placed on?
I'll just tell you. You would... Anthel put it on the leftmost bed. The beds are identical, and as you look at the dolls and compare them, there are slight differences between them, but they were sewed by the same person, have the same style.
Okay. So theoretically, it doesn't matter. Okay, so I place it on the middle bed. The next bed, closest to the other one.
Okay, it's very quiet.
Okay, let's go find the other doll.
So there's the room to the study that you guys closed from the entryway. You would recognize from the shape and layout of the house that the other door in the bedroom, that also would lead to the study.
All right. Are you guys, I'm going to say, prep yourselves.
How?
Is everyone ready?
I am still ready, theoretically, to cast Magic Missile, yes.
Okay, I want to, right. We each have one torch, right?
Yes.
Yep.
I'm going to put the torch in my mouth, and I'm going to put the torch in my mouth, and I'm going to draw my dagger with my left hand.
Fuck yes.
Such a badass. We're going to do this.
Oh my god. Kosef, you can take a point of inspiration for that to be used at any point during the game.
Woo! Yeah!
Woo! Yeah!
Alright, and so, yeah, you've got your dagger ready, your torch in teeth, and you, Anthel, I think you could carry your shield and your torch in one hand and your sword in the other.
Okay.
And who opens the door? It opens inward toward the study.
I know that I have probably like the best resistance to whatever's going to happen. So I say prep yourselves. I'm going to be like, prep yourselves. And I just swing the door open and I'm going to do like a war cry. Okay. Be like, get the fuck out here!
Okay.
You open the door and there's a dusty study in front of you. There are bookshelves on the walls and a couple of desks.
I'm yelling at books.
But yeah, in the corner, you see the little girl, and she is fiddling with something. She's facing away from you, but she doesn't look real and solid like she did in the attic. She looked like just a regular girl up there. But now you can mostly see through her, and she's got a pale color to her. And you can actually see through her body, you can see her hands are playing with a third doll. And she ignores your cry as you open the door.
Does the doll look like it is solid, or is it like ghostly like her?
The doll looks solid.
Oh.
And you guys look, Aziza and Kosef, you look around the shoulders of Anthel. And you all three hear the girl. And she's dancing the doll back and forth and going, la la la, la
la la, la la la, la la. I'm gonna run in and swing at her with my sword. Trying to avoid the doll.
Okay,
trying to swing at her hands.
Okay, you run in. She's facing away from you.
Fuck. Then I'm gonna stab her.
Okay.
Just lop her head off.
You're so evil. You just stabbed a little girl.
You run up and you stab through the ghost of this little girl. And go ahead and make a damage roll.
I rolled a 1 plus 3, so
okay.
4.
You feel something connect, but you hear a terrible scream, and the doll drops to the floor, and the girl disappears. And you all hear the screams echo around you.
Anthel, grab the doll!
Out from all of the books, black ooze pours and starts to form into a form.
Anthel, grab the doll!
With which hand?
I sheathed my sword.
You sheathe it?
With my...
Where's your girl?
I sheathed my sword, I grab the doll, I try to toss it back towards them so that one of them can go rush and put it on there, like, hand it off.
As
sort of
you
thing.
Reach down, this ooze is pouring from these bookshelves, and you guys all
grab the doll,
Anthel. This little girl as it bounces around, and you hear a scream, "You stole my dolls! You stole my dollies!" And the black ooze is like, collapsing in on you as you toss it. Who do you toss it to?
Who's closest?
They're probably equally close, and you're probably all in the same room.
To Aziza, because she has
yes.
Woo! Yeah, that does make sense. That does make sense. Yes, that definitely makes sense. Go ahead and make... I think you're going to have to make a sleight of hand check, both of you.
Okay.
Sleight of hand? Okay, well, I'm totally fine with this. Okay. Oh, no. I rolled a 3 plus 4, so...
Sleight of hand?
7.
Aziza, what'd you get?
I rolled 20. 18 plus 2.
Nat?
Okay. It, like, catches on a fingernail, Anthel, and you throw it too high. And Aziza, you lunge out towards it, and you have to take several steps into the middle of the room toward where Anthel threw it, but you catch it.
I mean, to be fair, I'm freaking
And Kosif, go ahead and make a dexterity saving throw.
That's a 9.
Okay, so you turn as some of this black goop hits your arm, and...
Ooh, bad. Creepy.
You.
Which one?
No, it hits your shoulder. I'm sorry. I was unclear. It hits your right shoulder, and you'll take 11 points of damage.
Oh!
And it burns.
Dude, you are... Well, I guess fucking good thing you have 40 HP, because seriously.
And
that
between...
would, like, kill me by now.
And you stumble back towards Aziza, and the three of you look as this ooze has stopped being around you, and more has formed into this, like, monstrous figure in front of the doorway. And it's just, like, a bunch of black ooze that's piling up to keep itself upright.
Okay, and, well...
Is it the doorway back to the bedroom?
You hear a garbled, deep voice along with... a high-pitched little girl's voice say, my mommy made those dolls. Give me back my dolls.
Theoretically, I'm still readied with magic missiles, so I would like to cast it now.
Okay, so you go ahead and cast magic missile.
She has the doll though, right?
Yeah.
And there was only one subject, right? There's only one target to hit, so.
Yeah. So they all hit.
I hit all of them.
Yeah,
with
you
that.
Shoot out magic missile, and the rest of you, roll a quick initiative roll while you hit it 3 times and it looks like you've taken chunks out.
Okay.
So 16 for me.
16 for me as well.
Rolled a 5.
Okay, so you guys, so Aziza took a bunch of chunks out of this thing. It whips back a long arm toward Kosif, who's at the front. And Kosif make, what's your AC?
13.
And you, like, finally have your wits about you, and you jump out of the way as this thing hits the floor, and you dodge it just barely. And Anthel, you're up.
All right, so I'm gonna redraw my sword. Is the beast thing in front of the door we need to go back into the bedroom,
yes.
Or is it in front of the other?
No, it's front of the door that you need to go back into the bedroom.
Okay, so I'm gonna move in front of them. And
just in the center? You would have some room to maneuver off to the right or left if you wanted to, but you're going to move into the center?
Well, I'm going to try to get between the monster and Aziza.
Okay. I think she would be more on the right. The ooze kind of follows your motion and shifts slightly to the left as you move in front of it.
I'm going to try to get its attention by attacking.
Okay, go ahead and...
If I'm close enough.
Roll d20 and add your attack bonus.
I rolled a 19 plus 6, what's that?
Oh,
25.
Yeah, you slice down through this thing. Roll the 1d6 plus 3.
5.
Okay, you slice through it, and it screeches out, and it's gargled. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and do whatever you want, Kosif.
I'm going to yell out, "It's called steel, demon!" And then I'm going to charge it.
I literally have no idea what you just said.
He said, "Taste cold steel, demon," through a torch that he was holding in his mouth.
I'm impressed you could understand that. And I'm going to charge it, and I'm going to use a bonus action to Hunter's Mark it, and then I'm going to try and stab it.
Yeah, go for it.
Cool.
Absolutely.
23 to hit.
Oh yeah, you take that dagger, and you're going to pierce wherever and however you want. And the Hunter's Mark should help you with the damage, right?
Yeah, and also my ability, since it's already below full, will add more damage to as well. So 7, 9, plus 4, 13.
You rend it with your dagger. Stab, stab, stab. And the scream sounds more like a girl and less like a garbled monster. Aziza.
I would like to cast Scorching Rite, because I haven't actually cast that yet. Okay, so 2d6, so first hit is 2, second hit is 6, so 8.
Okay, it screeches out in pain, and the fire kind of, like, lingers on it as you hit it. All three of you make dexterity saving throws.
Cool.
So, I have 14.
12. Sorry, 13.
12.
You have sense enough to duck, Aziza, and,
this is gonna be great.
Anthel and Kosif, you feel a chill spread from the top of your scalp down, and you realize that it's actually not just a chill, but actual water that is going over your hair and then over your eyes and your head. And Aziza, you look back as these floating orbs of this brown murky water have surrounded their heads. Aziza, there would be a small gap that you could maybe lunge through between the ooze and the edge of the door into the bedroom. So you can either try to help your friends or you can try to get past the ooze monster.
So who is holding the doll?
You.
So I just lunge past them trying to get into the bedroom to place the last doll.
Okay, make make an acrobatics check.
Acrobatics check.
Oh, no.
So I only rolled... I rolled a 6.
Aziza, you try to lunge past the ooze monster, and it catches you with an elbow-like ooze in the chest.
Oh, no! God damn it!
You take 5 points of damage.
Please tell me she holds on.
And are knocked back into a bookcase.
Oh, thank God.
And, yeah, she holds onto the doll, and Anthel, you're up. It's your turn. You can't breathe, and you can barely see out of this murky water that's floating on the top of your head.
Like, would any... But, like, if I yelled at somebody, would anybody be...
There's water all around your face.
Okay.
You could try.
Okay, I can try.
You can try to yell.
Well, I know it's right in front of me, so I'm going to attack it. I'm going to swing my sword at it. I mean, I'm trying to kill it, and I think the thing will go off my face.
Okay. Yeah. You're going to swing wildly, so you can attack with disadvantage since you can't see. Kosef, you can make the same roll if you would just want to attack.
Deal.
11.
You swing out your sword in front of you, and you just aren't connecting. You're just swinging it wildly through the air. Do you, like, try to grab at your face or anything?
Fuck. So, I mean, I've got my...
Okay, I think you should make... a constitution saving throw, Anthel, to not grab at your face. Kosef, you can make your attack roll if you want.
18 with my... That includes my plus 4.
Okay, you can choose not to grab at the water on your face if you don't want to. Kosef, what'd you get?
I missed. I got less than he did.
Okay, so you can't resist, and you try to, like, pull at your face or do something.
Oh, God.
And as you... As you...
Is his torch out?
It's in his mouth.
Yeah, I know, but isn't the water around his face?
Mm-hmm. So I think the torch sticks out past where the water is.
Can I drop my knife before I do that?
So you reach up and you drop your dagger and you swat at the water and you do feel some of it come off of the globe.
I'm going to use my commander strike to try to yell through the water at Aziza to make another attack with her fire.
Yeah, and I'm going to make you spend your inspiration, but you're absolutely going to do that. Aziza.
Yes.
You have another opportunity.
Do I get to roll my...
You do not have to roll anything for that. That's too cool to not let you do. You just, like, shout your command. It's like not even a word, but, like, Aziza hears it through the water and understands... And I think you use your last breath to do it, too. You're, like, holding your breath.
Yeah.
And you just, like, shout, and this bubble comes out through this murky water around your head.
I can use my with my commander strike, though, and my D8, she gets to... It says that creature can immediately use its reaction and make one attack, adding the die to the attack damage roll.
Aziza, you can either try to lunge again, or you can attack the thing.
I choose to attack the thing, and I would like to attack it with Scorching Ray.
Anthel, what do you say? Even though it comes out as garbled, what do you say?
Try to kill it quick!
Try to kill it quick. Okay.
Go ahead and make an attack roll if you want to do the Scorching Ray again.
So I have an 8 plus 6, so 14, and 2d6. So I roll a 3 for the first one, and a 2 for the second one.
Yeah, that'll hit. You hit the beast back. It screams and cowers, and you kill it,
yes!
And it dies and disappears.
Yes!
The water around your guys' heads falls to the floor, and you guys gasp for air.
Yes!
I choose to run into the bedroom to place the last doll.
Yeah, you set it down, and all of the black ooze that was on the floor around you fades and disappears. You hear the girl laughing in the distance, and it fades, and it fades, and then it's gone, and it's silent. And you guys have successfully solved the puzzle of the little girl.
Did he get his hand back?
Yeah, I see. I think that, like, at the point that Aziza puts down the bed and the black ooze fades, so do Anthel and Kosif, and Aziza, like, wakes up on a ship, and she realizes she's on a ship, and she thinks, man, I am never going to be around this much water again.
I hate water anyway, so yes, absolutely.
Exactly. So I think from being on the ship with a bunch of water, you had a bad nightmare.
Woo! We made it. I was so close.
That was amazing.
Woo!